niillä kohalle ja kala. Kilo kilo omalilla, leiko rooselani, kuva hivina niillä kohalle ja kala.
Aloha kakou. How's your Saturday morning going so far? Na kai e valuz. Up and running. We meet again around our sunlit kitchen table. We're back here around the kitchen table, kahoone. And Vicky Otakamine's here. Have you folks recovered from Maoli Arts Month yet?
Oh, gosh. I don't know about Vicky. I don't know.
I haven't recovered. It's been a whole month of activities, but last weekend was fabulous. And, you know, our special guest, I'm going to bring him in, I think, right now, because he was there, Kainoa Danes.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. I was there. It was wonderful.
Thank you.
I was there.
We had a...
Kahone was there.
The mea ai was absolutely delicious. Although I was not there for the appetizers, I understand that I missed crab cake.
Which
was fantastic.
Which now I'm not
and
very
Nodi
happy
wrapped
about.
Something. Well, you're not the only one because I missed all of it. Okay.
Oh, and then,
I walked up to the bar with my money and they were saying, no, hosted. And I was, what?
Yeah, where do you
love
go
that?
To a fair
what?
These days where it's hosted, right?
No way.
And then
way.
I walked in and I thought, oh my gosh, I would have loved it. And then those tall centerpieces. How tall are those centerpieces?
They're 4 feet tall. They're by Aloma Wang, who's
glorious.
A very, very, very dear friend. Oh. And she comes out to produce these fabulous centerpieces for us
they were
every
beautiful.
Year.
Yes, I mean, she was fabulous.
And all the fashion by all of our native Hawaiian designers.
Yes.
It was really, for a couple of them, their very, very first showcase in Honolulu, and that's Nita Pilago from Kona. It's Angel's wife, Angel Pilago.
Oh, yeah.
And our brother from Kohala.
Kohala Baba.
Baba.
You was incredible.
Oh,
was
my gosh. That's Carrington. Yeah, that is the son of Ed and Nani Lim.
Where did he study? Where did he get this?
You know, I think he's also obviously got some modern dance experience.
Yes.
And then learning hula and mm-hmm. culture from his mom and his aunt, Lealoha.
And Adina. High fashion wig out. He went for it. He was terrific. I love that.
And I was also impressed with Marcus again.
Marcus Marzahn
is always
one of
comes
my
out with
favorites.
Something different. You know, every year it's something different.
I can count on Marcus to bring out something. My favorite was the na'au.
Yes, the na'au.
If you didn't see his na'au, he took pig intestines, turns it into fashion like a little, like a cape. A
I was
stole.
Wondering what he was wearing.
It was na'au. And then he, at Mark's garage, he took the na'au and he expanded it with bamboo and raffia and wrote on it. And it's really about na'au. How we feel. It's a political statement, you know, about how
But what
we
a great
feel.
Way to make a political statement.
It's powerful. It's very powerful.
So powerful. Yeah. I mean, especially for those of us who are Kanaka and who understand how to let the na'au guide us.
One of my favorites, Harmony Brighter.
Oh,
that was fun.
Showstopper.
That was fun.
Oh, those hair pieces. I mean, what did she put in her hair?
Well, as Manu said, could be a birdcage or a ladder. Hey, Manu was fantastic. He just kept everything together, and Robert Casimiro did a marvelous job. We're talking about the wearable art showcase that happened this last weekend as sort of the finale of Mamo Arts Month, and you won't want to miss that next year. This is Nakai Evalu. We're thinking now about Kamehameha Day coming up June 11th, and we'll be talking more about that when we get back. Nakai Evalu brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
To see if the waves are breaking head high or they're crumbling at the knee. I need to choose what board I'll use, my tanker or my gun. But I'll grab my snorkel fins and spear if waves are none to one. I swing my hips from left to right. I kuʻi on me just right. It's the Menehune beach from Boge. Boy, is it a sight. I swing my hips from left to right. Me just right. It's the Menehune Beach Bumboge. Oh, what a sight.
Menehune Beach Bumboge. Menehune Boogie Boogie.
Oh, what a sight.
Menehune Beach Bumboge. Menehune Boogie Boogie.
Not your summer, no more waves. Let's picnic in the park. Swimming, fishing for Owama. Jumping from the rock. Winter waves are mountains and the best go out to show that the spirit of true surfers know that
hey, Eddie would go.
I swing my hips from left to right. I kuʻi on me just right. It's the Menehune Beach Bumboge. Boy, is it a sight. I swing my hips from left to right. I kuʻi on me just right. It's the Menehune Beach Bumboge. What a sight.
Menehune Beach Bumboge. Menehune Boogie Boogie.
Oh, what a sight.
Menehune Beach Bumboge. Menehune Boogie Boogie.
I end the day of surfing with a meal no one can beat. Lau lau poke poi lo mi salmon and some mopi. Eat until my hope will full. I know that it's a fact that I'm coming down with all the symptoms of
Konak attack.
I swing my hips from left to right. I kuʻi on me just right. It's the Menehune Beach Bumboge. Boy, is it a sight. I swing my hips from left to right. I kuʻi on me just right. It's the Menehune Beach Bumboge. Boy, is it a sight. I swing my hips from left to right. I kuʻi on me just right. It's the Menehune Beach Bumboge. Oh, what a sight.
Menehune Beach Bumboge. Menehune Boogie Boogie.
Oh, what a sight.
Menehune Beach Bumboge. Menehune Boogie Boogie.
Oh, what a sight.
Menehune Beach Bumboge. Menehune Boogie Boogie.
What a sight.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Thank you.
Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kahoone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here, and we're thinking Kamehameha Day, June 11th, especially since we've got Kainoa Danes here, chair of the King Kamehameha Celebration Commission.
Yes, aloha Kainoa, and thank you for joining us here at Nakai Evalu.
Aloha, thank you for having me so early on this beautiful Saturday morning. Appreciate it.
Do you have your coffee there?
It's wonderful, yes, thank you.
Kainoa, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you graduate?
Well, I am a proud graduate of the Kamehameha Schools, Imua. And after high school, I went to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas,
great,
where I studied hotel administration, uh-huh, worked on the Las Vegas Boulevard, worked at a few hotels, and decided it's time to come home.
Great.
You know, Vegas, you can only take it for so long. It's definitely a beautiful place to visit for me, not necessarily a place to live. So I moved home in 2003. Kind of working my way through the visitor industry, where today I work at the Miramar Hotel in Waikiki as a sales manager, and I've been there for 5 years now and have really enjoyed it. But my passion has become the Hawaiian community and trying to help where I can and get more involved where I can. So I was appointed chair of this lovely commission back in March, and have been a commissioner for a little over 2 years now, trying to just see this through and take on the responsibility of celebrating Kamehameha, whereas it is technically this responsibility of all of us as Hawaiians to truly celebrate the legacy and memory of the king. So I've been involved with that now for a little while.
Great, great. And this year, your activities is coming up?
The first kind of kickoff, if you will, I don't want to use the word kickoff because it's Ali'i Sunday at Kauaiha'o Church,
yes,
this coming June 7th. And
June 7th.
The Royal Societies, the Hawaiian Civic Clubs, and the Hawaiian community come together at Kauaiha'o to celebrate Kamehameha through the church. And this year, I've sort of resurrected something that's not been done in a long, long time. We're going to Mauna Ala after.
You know, that's a lot of tomorrow.
Gosh, I got to get up early in the morning.
Again.
But it's okay. It's for Kamehameha. So yes, tomorrow, it's the first time in, like I said, decades that the procession will. We're going to drive. We're not going to march from Kauaiha'o. But we're going. Next year. Let's talk next year. We don't wear red shirts, though.
You say March.
Okay.
Okay.
Red Lehulu and red okay. Ahu'ula, maybe we can do that. But so we're going to do Mauna Ala services at 11 o'clock. And then June 11th is a day. June 11th is Kamehameha Day. Yay, no work.
If you're a state worker.
And thank goodness that the Miramar at Waikiki, they let us have the day off.
Ooh, they know it's good.
Yeah, no, my kai.
Kamehameha Day is coming up June 11th, state holiday, and we're starting the celebration early here on Nakai Evalu. We're brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Some are living, But in my life, I love them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compared with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never ever lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. But in my life, I've loved you more. Though I know I'll never ever lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. But in my life, I've loved you more. In
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
suggestion, Haiku. I like where you're coming from. And Lihue, your song's coming up next, all right? It's a Hawaiian-style Saturday with Nakai Evalu. We're thinking Kamehameha. Yep, Kamehameha the First is in our thoughts today. He was born in North Kohala, and there's a big annual celebration in Hawaii and Kapa'au, floral parade, honors at the king's statue, hula, food, music, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's on Kamehameha Day, June 11th. Down the coast, the celebrations happen Saturday the 13th. There's a parade in Ho'olalea in Kona. And also next Saturday, Maui celebrates with Nakamehameha Pa'u Parade and Ho'olalea. That happens in Lahaina Town. Of course, the Pa'u and Floral Parade here in Honolulu is spectacular. And we've got Kainoa Danes, who is chair of the King Kamehameha Celebration Commission, to tell us more about these celebrations coming up. This is Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Ken Sheffield, and I work in the private client services area of Bank of Hawaii. Successful retirement planning isn't just about crunching numbers. It's also about planning for your lifestyle during retirement. Do your retirement plans include extensive travel or just more time with the grandkids? Do you imagine yourself living in your current home or downsizing? Just as importantly, what are your spouse's idea about retirement? Are they in sync with yours? It's a good idea to talk to your spouse about retirement far in advance so that you can plan for and achieve the lifestyle you hope to live together.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
I'm waiting on a warm and sunny seashore, yearning for the one that I adore. My heart is true. I'm thinking of you forever. I'll love you, Kainoa. I see a sunbeam dancing on the water, surfing on a wave that comes to shore. The promise in that beam is a long-awaited dream. It tells me that you love me, Kainoa. Now day is done, the sun sets, Kainoa. Stars are peekabooing from above. The moon gets brighter still. In my heart I feel a thrill. The trade winds say you love me, Kainoa. The silvery moon is shining on the land, casting palmy shadows on the sand. They dance beneath the moon while the breezes hum a tune. They do this 'cause they love you, Kainoa. Kainoa.
Evalu, mahalo for your company. How's your coffee, Kahoone?
Just wonderful.
I know you want to get on out of here and get that Portuguese sausage, rice, and eggs,
yeah.
However.
Yes.
But we're talking about the Kamehameha Day celebrations today. Vicky Holtakamine here, Noe Tanigawa, and our very special guest, the chair of the King Kamehameha Celebration Commission, Kainoa Danes.
That's a mouthful. Thank you, yes. Thanks for having me here.
The history of these celebrations. When did they start?
Well, Kamehameha V, grandson of Kamehameha Paia, declared June 11th back in 1871 as Kamehameha Day. No one really knows the birthday of Kamehameha, so we don't refer to it as Kamehameha's birthday, but it is Kamehameha Day and has been celebrated since 1871 continuously till today. And it's always been a tradition for the last 50, 60 years to have the lei draping, which will be on that Friday right after the day. That'll be on June 12th. And I want a little shout out by the Ahahuika Ahumanu needs golden plumeria. If they want to deliver those Friday morning between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., Kamehameha needs plumerias. And the Ahahuika Ahumanu, they sew the leis and have been doing that for a very long time.
Deliver them where? Right to the statue?
Right to the statue. Right to the statue. Between 7 o'clock in the morning and 9 o'clock, they'll be there sewing lei all morning.
Yeah, don't tie the leis. String your plumerias and then leave
and
the leis untied.
And only golden. Golden plumeria if you can, please.
Like yellow.
Yeah, or colton. I don't know.
Some now, mele mele. There'll also be some entertainment there, I understand.
That'll be later in the afternoon. The lei draping itself is at about 4 o'clock. 3:30, the Royal Hawaiian Band will be playing for us. And at 4 o'clock, we will start to begin the ceremonies of lei draping. Hala Hula Olana will be there providing hula, oli, etc. And then we'll drape the statue so that Kamehameha will be in full regalia for the parade Saturday morning. That starts at 9:30. The theme this year is Eho O Maui Kaha, to perpetuate the breath. That is the theme for this year's, again, the 93rd annual Kamehameha Day Parade, the oldest in our state, and since we've been a part of the nation, the oldest in the nation, and the only to celebrate a monarch in the United States of America. So that'll be Saturday morning. So come down and watch. It will not be televised this year. It has in the past, but it will not be. So come down that morning. Starts at 9:30 from Richard Street and all the way down to Kapi'olani Park.
Now, my family, just for a little bit of history, the Holt family was one of the first families to ride in the Kamehameha Day Parade in 1871. My great-great-grandfather barged all of his horses over from Makaha to Kapi'olani Park. He built a stable at Kapi'olani Park. The men all rode in the horse races around the park, and the women, along with Victoria Ka'iulani and Ali'ali'i, were the first pa'u riders in the Kamehameha Day Parade.
Excellent.
That was Owen Jones and Hanaka'ulani's children. On the day of the parade, going back to the family home in Makaha, Hanaka'ulani, who was pregnant 16 times but only had 10 children, gave birth to Edward Strett's Hali'i Maile on the way back to, and Queen Kapi'olani, who was a neighbor, named him Hali'i Maile for the Maile leis that were strewn across the walkway leading to Iolani Palace. Mm. To commemorate the day of the very first Kamehameha Day Parade in 1871.
So does that mean you're going to be riding this year?
Not this year, but it's...
Next year, right?
It's...
Okay.
But it's been a goal of ours, for me to get my family to go back
wonderful.
To the parade and ride, because they rode every
that
single
would be
year. It was a family holiday for yeah. us.
How many entries are there this year?
That's a great question. You know, a lot of people have... family memories associated with that wonderful Pa'u parade, and we'll find out how many entries there will be coming up here on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sweet. Yes, I put my trust in you. Know that you can trust me too. My love for you will always be true. 'Cause you make me feel so nice. You make me feel so right. And when I look into your eyes, don't have to think twice. Don't have to think twice. Don't have to think twice.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Just getting out of the water. Yep, throwing your board into the truck. Shake off and you're ready to go with Nakai Evalu, starting your weekend the Hawaiian way. Vicky Holt Takamine, Taho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and our guest today, the chair of the King Kamehameha Celebration Commission, Kainoa Danes.
Aloha, Kainoa, again. And tell us now, with the parade coming up on the 13th of June, now, that will be starting right in front of the King Kamehameha statue.
Yeah, on the corner of King and Richards.
And then it'll go down to Richards and make a right-hand turn down to Punch Bowl.
Yes.
And then a left-hand turn on Ala Moana Boulevard.
Yeah.
And you're going to go all the way down there. All the way
all
down there.
All the 4 miles.
Until you come around to Kalakaua Avenue, then go down Kalakaua, ending at Kapi'olani Park.
Yes.
Oh, that's a long parade.
I think it's the longest parade.
Yeah, it is.
So how many entries?
We have about 50 entrants this year.
50.
The parade over the years have been getting smaller and smaller, and a lot of that has to do with the economic situation that we're in right now. It's expensive to build a float. It's expensive for a pa'u unit. So this year we have not every island represented. We have Oahu, Maui, and Kauai. And that's just due to the fact that not everyone was able to make it this year.
Is that the pa'u riding
units? Pa'u riding units, yeah. And we have the pa'u queen, who is Kumuhula Le'aloha Lim Amina. She is our pa'u queen this year. But it's just a call out to the pa'u riders that, you know, next year we'd love to have you back for the 94th annual. Please contact our office, come out, and and ride in the parade. You know?
I think part of the reason for the lack of participation is not so much not wanting to do it. It's from what I understand from talking to several people who have been involved with the PAU, the PAU units, is that over the years it's become very, very expensive. To the tune of like, it, you know, it costs like $700 to rent the horse a day. And then you have to, you know, go down a couple of weeks before the parade and you have to practice with the horse.
It all adds up.
It all adds up to about $7,000 total or $15,000 per unit.
If not more sometimes.
If not
it can
more,
be
yeah,
more.
Because then you have the lays and the garments. And
what, so which brings me to another question. How is the Kamehameha Day Celebration Commission supported?
We're a state entity.
The state gives money.
The state used to give money back in 1998. Governor Cayetano kind of cut that out of the funding.
I don't get it.
So now we get grant money. We're supported by the city and county of Honolulu with sponsorships, the Hawaii Tourism Authority, which falls under the state. But that money is meant for marketing and publications. And so we don't get a lot from the state in form of money, but we do get physical support with staffing and whatnot when we can.
So could you actually fund a Pa'u unit? Do you help?
No, we can't. No, everyone's on their own fundraising.
Let's come back on that.
So we will. Nakai Evalu. Great to be spending Saturday morning with you. Compliments of Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Tracks of my tears.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
What a place.
Aloha Kako. It's a Kako thing. Every Saturday morning when we all get together for Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's favorite, well, yeah, Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine. We're bringing you Hawaiian music and mana'o. And today we're on to King Kamehameha. Born on the Kohala Coast, north side of Hawaii Island, in, many believe, 1758. He completed the first unification of the Hawaiian Islands under one rule in 1810. Known as Kamehameha Paea, the Lonely One, he ruled the Kingdom of Hawaii until 1819. Kamehameha V proclaimed a holiday in his honor, and Kamehameha Day has been celebrated since 1872 here in our islands. Hilo's got a celebration June 13th. That's next Saturday, as does Hawi and Kapa'au towns near Kamehameha's birthplace. Lahaina also has a pa'u parade June 13th, and we're talking with Kainoa Danes from the Kamehameha Celebration Commission about celebrations here on Oahu. More on that ahead on Nakai Evalu.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
nice, very nice. All right, you're cooking with Nakai Ervalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands this beautiful Saturday morning. Kaho'one Panoke here in Noe Tanigawa. Vicky Holt Takamine is here with our special guest today, Kainoa Danes from the Kamehameha Celebration Commission.
Thank you for having me.
You know, Kainoa, with the being involved with the commission for the last 2 years, you now I think have a better understanding of the makeup and framework of the Kamehameha Celebration Commission. How do these people get selected? Who does the selection? Sure. What is the process you all go through?
Yeah, I think that's something that a lot of people aren't aware of, and they just think the parade moves itself down the road sometimes. 1939, the territorial legislation decided that they needed a body of people to put this event on statewide. Back then, there was over 20-some-odd commissioners, and over the years, the number has decreased. So today, there's 13 commissioners, and the statute designates who sits on the commission. So I, for example, represent the Royal Order of Kamehameha. That's the first seat on the commission. The second seat is the Ahahui Ka'ahumanu, represented by Alberta Sanders. Hale o na Ali'i o Hawaii Ahahui Po'o by Jenny Viernes. Daughters and Sons of Hawaiian Warriors, or known as Mamakakawa. That seat's actually vacant. So if anyone out there at Mamakakawa is listening, please step up and join the commission. We need your kokua. The Kamehameha Schools Alumni Association has a seat and has had one, currently filled right now by Steve Relitz. The Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs is filled with Mackie Shea, Maxine Shea, also a Kamehameha graduate. Waimanalo Homestead Association, Auntie Nikki Hines is our commissioner out there in Waimanalo. Kapahulu Music Club. The Kapahulu Music Club is still going strong, and that's represented by Ben Yim. Papakolea Community Association is represented by Pony Kamau'u. So basically, these groups or these organizations designate these individuals. Their application is then turned into the governor, and the state then decides whether to approve or not approve that person. We also have four seats on the neighbor islands. Kauai, Kahanu Smith of the Smith family, his term is about to expire. So anyone on Kauai who's interested. Maui and Molokai have not had someone on that seat for a few years now as well. And on Hawaii Island, we have Jacqueline Honolulu Skylark Rossetti filling that seat from Hilo. Those four seats are appointed by the islands themselves or by the governor's appointment as well. From the body of 13, the governor selects one person to be the chair, and I hold that happy honor for now, and that each term is about 4 years long, and you can serve two terms.
So what is the purpose of the commission?
The purpose of the commission is to plan, organize, and commemorate the celebrations for Kamehameha during that time statewide. It's meant to be statewide, which is why we have representation from the neighbor islands. Gets a little tricky though when monies aren't coming from the state. We actually ask the neighbor island commissioners to find their own monies, and then we as the commission try to help organize it from Oahu. So it's not a wonder why Molokai and Maui have been vacant, and it's hard to hold the neighbor island seat sometimes because there's not a lot of involvement. It's become a very Oahu centric commission because, you know, most of the festivities happen here.
So part of the kuleana of the commission is to go out and raise funds?
Yes.
To maintain the festival?
Sponsorships, donations, etc.
Okay, so the celebration itself is one of four signature festivals. That's mandated by the state legislature.
That I'm not sure. It's the oldest. It is the oldest.
Okay.
And we're talking about the King Kamehameha Day celebrations that are coming up. The state holiday is June 11th, and the celebrations mainly are June 13th, the Saturday after. This is Nakai Ewalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
With the pieces I place, come on over. Put a smile upon my face, and if all my bad days came at once, you know just what to do. Come on over, maybe you will see me through. And if you think you can
song. With the pieces out of place, come on over. Put a smile upon my face, and if all my bad days came at once, you know just what to do. Come on over, baby, you will see me.
Kai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Mapu'i ya ke ala o ka pika ke. Hey.
The Hawaiian way to start the weekend. We're thinking about Kamehameha Day, a state holiday coming up this Thursday, June 11th. Vicky Holtakamine, Kaho'une Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and our special guest today, Kainoa Danes from the Kamehameha Celebration Commission.
Well, let's talk about what's coming up, though. We've talked a little bit about the parade. What other events are coming along?
Well, at the end of the parade in Kapi'olani Park, we have Nahana no Iao Kapaki Pika. Great little opportunity for people to see cultural practitioners doing what they do best. Hawaiian entertainment, food, and whatnot going on. So when the parade's pau, people can head down to the park and enjoy that. That pretty much wraps up the island of Oahu. In Hilo, they're actually doing theirs June 10th. They're going to be doing a lei draping on June 10th at the Kamehameha statue in Waiola Park there. The reason they do it on the 10th is that so in the morning of the 11th, Kamehameha again is in full regalia and ready to roll on his holiday. Kauai celebrated their parade this May 30th.
A week attitude or so ago. Problem
yeah,
over
no.
There?
Yeah, the super fair got them. No, sorry. They decided to have it early because of permitting problems. And I shouldn't say problems. Permitting concerns with the city and county there. And so they had to have it a little early. So it's fine to celebrate it early. And, you know, in our hearts, we should always be celebrating Kamehameha year-round anyway. You know, so Kauai had theirs a little bit early. And then the King Kamehameha Hula Competition, which at one point was a part of the commission but has sort of become a separate entity, but that is still another opportunity for us to honor Kamehameha, and that's on June 26th and 27th at the Neil S. Blaisdell Arena. So that'll be going on the end of June as well.
So who will be some of the entertainment at the Ho'olaulea?
We're still working on that.
Oh, okay.
That stew is still cooking, so.
So come down and be surprised.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a wonderful afternoon, though. Enjoy the parade. Enjoy
the
entertainment.
And they can purchase food there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll have food.
Or
booths.
They can bring their own hali'i and bring absolutely. Their own hibachis or whatever. And
well, you know, you go and watch the parade and then yeah. you pack up your hali'i after and walk down from Kalakaua.
Right.
And or if you were sitting way down by
Milton
the Kamehameha statue, yes. And then you hali'i your mat right down to the bandstand and you just spread it out and then you're not Nanea right there.
The Nanea right there, yes.
It's a wonderful way to celebrate Kamehameha Day.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Go to the beach afterwards.
And let's not forget, if you're in the downtown area, to talk about the to attend the late draping ceremony, because that's also very beautiful to see. And the city and county firemen still participate.
They bring the cherry picker and they drape the lei on Kamehameha.
And that is?
That's June 12th at about 4:30 in the afternoon.
But all of these activities, as I understand, are going to begin, Noy and Vicky, this Sunday, that's tomorrow, at Koiha'o Church.
Yes.
For the Ali'i Sunday.
Ali'i Sunday.
And is that Kahu Kurt Kekuna
yes.
will be officiating?
Yep. So every...
He's my classmate.
Every... for most of the major Ali'i birthdays, there's an Ali'i Sunday.
Right.
This being... And again, Kamehameha is not his birthday, but this is Kamehameha Day. So we're celebrating Kamehameha at Kawaiha'o to kick off the festivities and Mauna'ala at 11 o'clock for Ho'okupu ceremony led by the Royal Order of Kamehameha as well as the commissioners.
And also the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs attends these Ali'i Sundays.
Absolutely.
Too, yes. So,
religiously.
So all of you who are out there, please come and join us at Koiha'o Church tomorrow morning. Starting at, I think we have to line up, is at 8:30 in the morning?
No.
Or earlier.
Be seated by 8:15.
Oh, earlier.
The procession comes in at 8:30 sharp, and I actually lead the procession, so look for me tomorrow morning in my ahu and my suit.
Looking forward to it. Kainoa Danes, our guest today from the Kamehameha Celebration Commission on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Stand across the room, the space of a lifetime there between us. And I recall you, you haven't changed, you look the same. And that small fact makes it seem so long ago. And I remember you.
Listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10. Rain or shine, it's a beautiful Hawaiian Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu. We're thinking Kamehameha Day, June 11th state holiday, and many celebrations set for next Saturday, June 13th. The parade and festival in Hawi and Kapa'au runs from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. right there near Kamehameha's birthplace. There's also a festival in Hilo, 10 to 5 on Moku'ula Island. They're planning to get two new events underway. That's for next year. Okay, think about it. An oli or chant competition and a ha'akoa or warrior dance exhibition. They want to assemble all the various groups across this state now doing the Hawaiian version of the South Pacific haka. And they'd love to have an exhibition next year. So, if it sounds interesting, contact them at kamehamehafestival.org. For the latest on festivities organized by the King Kamehameha Celebration Commission, Google Kamehameha Celebration Commission or stay tuned because Kainua Danes explains some changes to the commission coming up on Nakai Evalu. Nakai Evalu is brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
voice come honey, honey me. Oh my goodness, cuckoo vine. Now that you are in my arms, eh, ooh la la, eh, oh, darling, peely, mommy, oh, well, wrap your arms around my waist, come on, eh, honey, me. Oh, my goodness, cuckoo vine.
Going. Excellent. Vicky Holt Takamine is here. Ka'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and Kainoa Danes, chair of the King Kamehameha Celebration Commission. He's here too. Mahalo for coming by, Kainoa.
Thank you.
So, Kainoa, under Representative Manahan's Committee on Tourism and Culture, I understand at the legislature, part of the session planning and discussion that went on involved the King Kamehameha Celebration Commission and some changes, and I guess the way you do business. So would you like to share that with our listeners?
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. The Senate decided that if you read the statute that we abide by as the commission, it indicates that our one staff or two staff people that we have that work for the state but support the commission, those salaries are supposed to come out of the from private donations and whatnot. However, over the last 10, 15 years, the state has provided that salary. Well, for July next year, the state has decided to reinforce the statute. So now our salaried positions, our arts program specialists and clerk typists now must go back to private donations. So we've had trouble struggling looking for money to run the parade, to do the lay draping, whatnot. Now we'll have to go back to finding salary for these employees. So it's not the typical state employee situation where you work for the state, you're covered by the state. These two positions are now, you work for the state, but somebody else pays you. So we're going to be doing some things this coming year before session kicks in towards the end of this year again, to try to rectify that, to see if we can...
Where are possible sources of funding for the Kamehameha Celebration?
Well, right now we do get funding from Gruninger Tours. They are a sponsor that are based in the mainland, the Hawaii Tourism Authority in the city and county of Honolulu. Other than that, private donors, sponsorships, whatnot, we constantly look for those things. Our state employees do the grant writing. They take care of the funding. So basically, they're going to be taking care of their own salaries. And that's a scary situation to be in as an employee. I wouldn't want to have to be searching for my own salary every day or relying on 13 volunteers to do that.
I guess then my question to the state, to the state legislature, to the residents of the state is, what is your commitment to Kamehameha Day celebration, to the Kamehameha Day parade, an institution that has the longest history, that was supported by the Kingdom of Hawaii, supported by the provisional government, supported by the Republic of Hawaii, and now not by the state of Hawaii?
Yeah.
So I guess part of the concern also is
Caetano started that when he canceled all funding.
Right, back in 1990.
Right.
Right.
You had to go there, Victoria.
Well, but that's
and
the truth.
And then cut me off.
He canceled the funding for the parade and then had the nerve to ride at the front of the parade.
Nice.
People do have memories in this.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait.
It's the only celebration that has been here from the kingdom.
Yep.
And the state cut the funding under his administration, and they still follow that same
If it
attitude.
Survived the provisional government, if it survived the territorial government, it should survive the state government.
Well, we'll see about that.
Yes, we will.
The views expressed are those of the speaker only and not necessarily those of this radio station or our sponsors. Glad to have you with us every Saturday morning. Compliments of Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. We come to you on the Visionary Radio Network.
No ke ano ahi ahi ke aloha ala I ka hali ali ana mai o ko ula he o ke I ala ke lu mai nei na pe a no ke ano ahi Ke aloha ala, I ka hali ali a ana mai. O ko ula, he o ke I ala, ke lu mai nei na pe a. Ke hi unei, ka hele u. Kaue kahai maho pe Hulia e oe ahele kauala Eia I kamoana lipo lipo Ke iunei kahele umala Ua kaue kahai Ahele kauala, eia I kamoana lipo lipo. Ua makaukau, aholo aku kauaku kauala, aho ila, e ike ia maleka ailana. No ke ali ila, no kalani luna lilo heinoa. Haina ko inoa, no ke ali ila, no kalani luna lilo heinoa. Haina ko inoa, no ke ali. Kalani luna lilo heinoa.
You're listening to Nakae Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Honolulu, I am coming back again.
I seem to hear the Polly calling me. I seem to hear the surf at Waikiki. And from Pacific Heights, I seem to see the light.
Wailuku. Hey, thanks for the suggestion, too. We love hearing from you via our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Stop by anytime. All right, it's time to leave you with a thought for the week and Olelo Noeau with Vicky Holtakamine.
Aloha, and our Olelo Noeau are those sayings by our ancestors, our kupuna, the wise sayings that have been passed down from generation to generation, brought to you every week by Mobi PCS. This one was uttered by Kamehameha I on his deathbed, and it says, "E na iwale no oko I ku upono a ole epo." You can seek out all the benefits I have produced and find them without number. The many, many things that he did throughout his lifetime and the legacy of his contributions to his native Hawaiian people live on to today.
That's what we're thinking about with this program today, focused on Kamehameha Day, a state holiday coming up June 11th. Thanks so much for being with us here on Nā Kai e Walu. We are brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Beautiful Kanani, beauty you portray. Beautiful Kanani, ke aloha e. Bright as the moonlight, free as the sea, when I see you dancing with the night wind, my arms reach out.
to join in, but beautiful Kanani, you smile and walk away. Someday you will find some.
Great Saturday morning. Nakai Evalu here. Our time's about wrapped up. Kahoone Panoke still at the kitchen table. Vicky Holt-Akamine is here. Noe Tanigawa. And our very special guest, Kainoa Danes from the King Kamehameha Celebration Commission.
Thank you. I guess we want to recap the events that are going to be happening.
We? Yeah.
Okay, we shall. Tomorrow, we will be having Kauaiha'o services for Kamehameha, followed by Mauna'ala services. And if anyone has a Kamehameha statue near you this coming week, please stay near it. There'll be festivities going on. There'll be lei drapings, and there'll be parades going around your statue. If you don't have a statue on your island, ask yourself, why don't we have a statue on our island? And build one. Erect one. Raise money, build one, and we'll come and lei drape it for you.
Curious.
So many things going on this wonderful week.
And we shall come.
Absolutely. We shall drape him.
June 11th is the official state holiday. Don't forget about that. And if you're curious about other commission events, we'll link you to them via our website, nakaievaluradio.com.
And before I forget, now 2010, I'm looking forward to that because it's the bicentennial celebration of the unification of the Hawaiian Islands by Kamehameha I. So it's going to be a huge year for Kamehameha. I'm expecting wonderful things for the Kamehameha Day Celebration Commission. Lots of work for all of you. I just want to remind everybody, not remind anybody, but inform everybody that tonight and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, the Pan Pacific Hula exhibition is at the Hawaii Theater. There's lots of halau that are going to be performing, including mine, Pu'ali'i Lima, Kili'i Sabalos from California, Napu'ale Olikolehua, Halau Nakamale, Robert Casimero, Elena Alakalamahaini, Manu Boyd, Melia Lobenstein, Snowbird, lots of fun. The Lim family from Kohala will all be here at Hawaii Theater. There's a lot of visiting dancers from Japan that are part of the Pan Pacific Hula exhibition.
So is this when you normally go out on October to perform?
Yes, normally we go to Japan with Robert and Hide to perform. And since this is the 10th year, he's decided that some of the students from Japan would come here and perform at Hawaii Theater with us. And then in October, we'll go back to Japan to perform. So it's a collaboration of both Japan
and local. Great. Well, that'll be something exciting to do next week.
It'll be fun. No, tonight.
No, tomorrow. Tonight. June 6th.
Tonight, yes. I'm making leis as we speak, so.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS, brought to you with much aloha, really, on the Visionary Radio Network. That's today's Kumu, 94.7 here on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, the Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, the Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai.
Aloha, ahuiho.
Aloha, see you tonight.
Mahalo, aloha.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Ken Sheffield, and I work in the private client services area of Bank of Hawaii. Successful retirement planning isn't just about crunching numbers. It's also about planning for your lifestyle during retirement. Do your retirement plans include extensive travel or just more time with the grandkids? Do you imagine yourself living in your current home or downsizing? Just as importantly, what are your spouse's idea about retirement? Are they in sync with yours? It's a good idea to talk to your spouse about retirement far in advance so that you can plan for and achieve the lifestyle you hope to live together.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.